Today's shiur will be Masechta Menachos Daf Pei. But we will start 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis from the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, La Toido, a child of a Toido, if a person set aside an animal for his Korban Toido, and the animal gave birth to a Vlad, so that is called a Vlad Toido, or Tmuroso, or Tmuras Toido. The din is that if a person takes a Korban, and takes another behemoth and puts it next to it and says, let this be tmurazeh, let the other one be instead of this one. Now the din is that you're not allowed to do that. The posik says that lo yamiroisoi, that you shouldn't exchange it. But the Torah does say that im hame yimerenu, if you did exchange it, then v'ho yahu smurasoi yeh kodesh. Then it and the one that was exchanged is kodesh, which means that the tmura is also kodesh. So if you had a tmura of a toido, or hifrish toido v'avdo, he set aside an animal for a korban toido and it got lost. V'hifrish acheres tachteo, and he set aside another one instead of it, and now he found the first one. So all these cases, eina tuna lechem, it doesn't need lechem. You have to be makriv them as a korban toido, whether it's the vlat toido, or it is the tmura of toido, or it is the one that you set aside for achrayas of the toido. In all these cases, you have to be makriv them as a korban toido, but nevertheless, they don't need the bread. The original korban toido, which you are makriv as the korban toido, that needs the 40 chalas. But the vlat toido and the tmuras toido, or the case where you set aside one for achrayas, which is called the chlipen of toido, that doesn't need a lechem. Shenemar, because the pasuk says the hikriv al zevach toido, concerning the bread, it says that you should be makriv it on the korban toido, so we darshan ha toido tuna lechem, the toido itself needs the lechem. That only al zevach toido, only on the toido itself, that's where you have to be makriv the lechem. But v'loi v'loda, but not the vlad of the toido, v'loi chiluf, not the exchange, which means the one that you set aside for achrayas, v'loi tmuroso, and not the one that you made in tmura, those tuna lechem, those don't need lechem. And the Gemara says, Tone Rabbanan, Rabbanan learned, Mahu Oymer, what is the meaning in the Pasuk where it says, Toido Yakriv? Really, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, in Parsha Tzav, Kipitl Zayim, Pasuk is based, it says, Im al Toido Yakrivenu, because the Pasuk starts off by saying, V'zoyis Toira Zevach HaShlomim Asher Yakriv L'Hashem. This is the din of the Shlomim that you will be makriv to Hashem. And the Pasuk says, Im al Toido Yakrivenu, if the Shlomim you will be makriv will be on a Toido, which means the type of Shlomim you will bring will be a Toido. But it continues, the hikriv al zevach toido chalus matzis, etc. That you should be makriv. And the korban toido chalus matzis. So really the words, im al toido yakriveno, are completely extra. The posse could have started, the hikriv al zevach toido. After it says, v'zois toido zevach ha-shlomim ashi yakriv l'ashem, the posse could have said, the hikriv al zevach toido chalus matzis, etc. So why does the posse have to say, im al toido yakriveno? And really we have two limudim here. First of all, the whole thing is extra. All these words are extra. Plus, even if the Torah does want to write something, it could have said, Im al Toido Yakriv. Why does it have to say Yakrivenu? So therefore, there are going to be something that we're going to learn out from the words Al Toido Yakriv, and then an additional limud that we're going to learn out from the extra Nun Vav that it says Yakrivenu. And that's what the Braita says. Mahu Oimer Toido Yakriv. What does the Torah mean by saying Toido Yakriv out of the words Toido Yakrivenu? What is the meaning of the words toide yakri? And the answer is, because minayin, how would we know, lemafrish toido soiva ovdo, he sets aside his toido, and it got lost. Vehifrish acheres tachteo, and he set aside another one instead of it. Venimtzas harishoin, and you found the first one. Vaharishtein oimdo, it's now they're both standing here. So minayin, how do we know, she'ezim hem she'yirtze yakriv, that whichever one you want, you could be makriv, you could take either one of the two. The lachma imo and the lechem will go with that one. Whichever one you will choose will take the lechem along with it. Talmud loimer, that's what the pasuk means, hatoido yakriv. That as long as it is a korban toido, you could be makriv it. And since both of them are toido, so the toido says, al toido yakriv. That as long as it's a toido, you could be makriv it. You could choose whichever one of the toido that you want to be makriv. But yochol, then I would think, should hei shniya tuna lechem, that the other one also needs lechem, that since the other one is for achrayis. So you have to be makriv with the other one also. So I would think maybe the other one also needs lechem. Talmud loimer, but the pasuk says yakrivenu. You should be makriv it. So it teaches us echad v'loy shnayim. One and not two. That only one gets the lechem and not two. So therefore, The chatchila, you could choose whichever one you want, and that one will get the lechem, and the second one you will also be makriv, but that one you'll be makriv without the lechem. Then the braita continues. After the Torah was marbe and mamayet, the Torah is marbe that you could be makriv whichever one you want. And the Torah is mamayet excludes that only one gets lechem and not the other. Now the question is, menayin, how do we know the rabbis to include the lodois, the chalifois, utmurois lakrove? How do we taken know that a vlad of the Torah, or the chalifa of the Torah, which means the one that is aside for achrayis of the Torah, or utmurois of the Torah, you also have to be makriv? Maybe the Torah means that you're not makriv at all. When the Torah says yakrivenu, which we learned out, that you're only makriv one, not two, so we said that the Torah comes to teach us that only one gets lechem and not two, which means the other ones don't get lechem. But maybe that's not what the pasuk means. Maybe the pasuk means that the other ones you're not makriv at all. Maybe the pasuk means yakrivenu, echad v'lo shnayim, you're makriv one and not two, which means b'chlal you're only makriv one and not two. So you're only makriv the Torah itself. But the vlad of the Torah, you are not makriv. Or the exchange of the Torah, which means the one that was for achrayis of the Torah, you're not makriv at all. Or the tmur of the Torah, you're not makriv at all. Talmud Leimer, the pasuk says, im al Torah. So this means that on the Torah, it comes to add that there are some things which are in addition to the Torah, you're also makriv. So from here we know that the vlad of Torah, the chalifah Torah, and the tmur of Torah, you are makriv. But then the question is, Yochel, I would think, Yetunis Lechem. On the other hand, if the Pasuk teaches us that you are makiv them, maybe you are makiv them also with Lechem. Now Rashi explains that this question only applies to Vlodois and to Tmurois, but not to Chalifois. Because Chalifois, we have the Pasuk, Yakrivenu, Echad Veloy Shnayim. Lechat Chile, we had a Havamine, that Yakrivenu would mean that you're not makiv at all, so that could apply to them all. Now we said that it can't be, but you are makiv them. So then what does Yakrivenu mean? So definitely Yakrivenu comes to exclude at least the lechem. It doesn't come to exclude that you're not makriv at all. It comes to exclude that you're makriv without the lechem. Only one of them gets lechem and not more. But this limud could only teach us concerning the chalifos, that it doesn't get any lechem. But from this pasuk we cannot know that the vlodas and the tmuras also don't get lechem. Because what is the limud? The limud is that you should be makriv only one with lechem and not two. So by the chalifos, since the second one is just as good as the first, it's also a toida as the first, because you set aside the second one because you lost the first. So you were going to take the second one as a toida. So the second one is a toida as good as the first. So therefore, if you will be makriv lechem in the second one too, you will have been makriv lechem in two karbonis. And the pasuk says, yakrivenu, echad v'lo shnayim, that you're only makriv one with lechem and not two. So b'meila, we cannot be makriv the chalifah is with lechem. So from there we know concerning the chalifah. But from there we can't know concerning the vlodois and the tmurois, because the vlodois are not exactly the same as the toida itself. You didn't set that aside as a korban toida. B'meila, even if you would be makriv the vlad with the lechem, it still wouldn't be considered that you were makriv two toidas with lechem. Or the same is with the tmurois. Since the tmurois lechatchila wasn't set aside as a korban toida, it was supposed to come as a tmura to the other one, but this wasn't set aside to be nikrev as a korban toida. So even if you be makrev lechem with the tmura, it will not be considered that you were makrev lechem by two toidas. The meila from the limud where it says that you only could be makrev one with lechem and not two toidas, from there we can't know the din concerning vlodais and tmuras. So taki concerning chalifas, we know from there that chalifas don't get lechem. But how do we know that the vlodais and the tmuras also don't get lechem? Talmud Leimer the pasuk says, you should be makriv on the korban toida, and the pasuk continues, chalos, matzos, etc. So from here we know toida tuna lechem, that only the toida itself needs lechem. Veloy vlada, veloy chilufa, veloy tmurasa tuna lechem, and not the vlad, and not the chiluf, and not the tmura needs lechem. And it's obvious that according to Rashi, the din that a chiluf doesn't need lechem, we don't learn out from this pasuk. We learn it out, as we said before, from Yakrivenu, which teaches us echad veloy shnayim. But it's mentioned that the Shita Mekabetza says, Derech Agav Agav Grore. Since we mentioned already that from here we learn out that the Vlad doesn't need Lechem and the Tmura doesn't need Lechem, we also mentioned that the Chiluv doesn't need Lechem. Then the Gemara continues, Sholach Rav Chanine Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanine sent in the name of Rav Yochanan, Loi Shonu, this din that the Vlad or the Chiluv doesn't need Lechem was not learned, El Alach HaKapore, only if you brought it after the Kapore. Which means you already brought the original Korban Toida. And you brought Lechem to that Korban Toida. So you got your kapara already. You fulfilled your korban with the lechem. So then, if you bring afterwards the vlad or the chiluf, then you don't bring it with lechem. Avalifne kapara, but if you bring them before kapara, you didn't bring your korban toida yet. You're first going to bring your vlad, let's say, or your chiluf. So then, tunin lechem, they do need lechem. And the Gemara says, Havi bod of Amram. Rav Amram thought into this, was wondering, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Ahai, on which din did Rabbi Yochanan say this klal that he gave? Because there are a few possibilities here. It could be he was talking about the case of a vlad toida, or he was talking about the case of a chilufa toida. And in that itself, there are two possibilities. Because there are two kinds of toida. There is a toidas nedova and a toidas choiva. A toidas choiva means that he's obligated to bring the toida. When is a person obligated? If a person says, Harei olai toida, I take upon myself to bring a korban toida, then that is a choiva. He must bring a korban toida. And if after he sets aside a behemoth for that korban, it gets lost, he is chayev b'achrayas. He must find another one. Since he took upon himself to bring a korban toida, then he is obligated to bring a korban toida. If the one he set aside is lost, it doesn't take away his obligation because l'poel, he didn't fulfill his obligation. Because he said that he takes upon himself to bring a korban toida, so he has to bring a korban toida. The fact that the one he had a mind to bring got lost, that doesn't take away his obligation that he promised to bring a korban toida. So that is called a choiva. Or as Rashi Ksaviyat says, that there's another possibility of a choiva, is if he's one of those four people that must bring a korban toida. And those are four are, someone who goes in the yam and comes out, someone who goes in the desert with a group and comes out of the desert, or a person who was sick and was saved, or a person who was in jail and was freed from jail. So those four, the Gemara says in Brochus, are both tzrichim lehoidos, they must bring a korban toida, as we learn out from the Pasuk in Tehillim where it says, ve'yizbuchu zivchei seido, they will bring a korban toida, and there in the Pesukim it seems that these four are the ones that have to bring a korban toida. So that is called a korban choiva. So that is a toidas choiva. We also have a toidas nedova, a person who is not obligated to bring a korban toida, and he didn't say, harei olai, I take upon myself to bring a korban toida. He just took a behemah and he said, let this behemah be a korban toida. Harei zu toida. And he's going to bring this as a korban toida. Now, he wasn't obligated. He's not obligated now either. Just that since he was magdish, this behemah as a toida, this behemah must be brought as a korban toida. But on the person, there is no obligation to bring a korban toida. And therefore, if this behemah is lost, or this behemah dies, he is not obligated to bring another one instead. Because he never said that he takes upon himself to bring a korban toida. The toida that he set aside was an adava. Now, if that toida is lost, he doesn't have an obligation to bring another korban toida. Now, when we said before that Rabbi Yochanan could have been speaking about two things, or about vlad toida, or about chalife toida, so now that we say that there are two kinds of toida, toidas nadava and toidas chayva, so now we have four possibilities. He could be talking about chalife toidas chayva, or chalife toidas nadava, or he could be talking about the vlad toidas chayva, or a vlad of toidas nedova. And that's what the Gemara is going to find out. If Amram asked, on which case is he talking about? Ilei me'achlipe toidas choyva. If you're going to say he was talking about the chlipim of a toidas choyva, which means he had a toidas choyva. And what he did was, it got lost. And he took another one instead of that toidas choyva. And the reason he had to take another one, because since he promised to bring a korban toida, so he had to take another one when this one was lost. And this is the kind of chlipin that the Mishnah is talking about. Because the Mishnah says that he was mafrish a toida and it got lost, and he was mafrish another one instead of it. Why was he mafrish another one instead of it? Obviously, it was a case where he was mechuyev to bring the toida because he promised. So therefore, when this one got lost, he had to bring another one instead, so he was mafish another one instead. So the Mishnah just says that if this happened, the toida needs lechem, but the other one that was mafish instead doesn't need lechem. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan came to say that when do we say that this chlipim doesn't need lechem is only if he already brought the original toida with its lechem. So it was la'acha kapore. But if it was lipni kapore, if he didn't bring the original one yet, so then, when he wants to bring this other one, the one that he brought as an exchange, so then that one does need lechem. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. But the Gemara is asking, we can't say that, because if you're going to say it's talking about chlipim, avetoidas choyva, so e lifnei kapora tnine, this part that he said, that lifnei kapora, it does need lechem, that we already learned. We learned in the Braisa that the Gemara brought before, that how do we know it says there that if a person is mafrish toidosev avdo and he was mafrish another one instead, when you find the first one and they're both standing there, how do you know that you could bring whichever one you want? And the pasuk, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that you could bring whichever one you want, which means that you're l'chatchila allowed to take the one that you set aside second. You're allowed to bring that with the lechem. So the Braisa says clearly that the chalipim of a toido, you're allowed to bring it before kapore. If this is the first one that you're going to bring, you're allowed to bring it and you need the lechem. And the Braisa is definitely talking about chalipe toidas chayva. First of all, because the Braisa says also that you set aside another one when this one was lost. Obviously, it was a chayv. Because if not, why did he set aside another one? Another raya we're talking about a chayva, as Rashi Ksaviat says, because the lashon in the Braisa is menayin lemafrish toidosoi. How do we know if a person is mafrish his toido and it got lost, etc.? Why do we call it his toido? Obviously, he took upon himself to bring a toido, so now he has his obligation. So the Braisa is saying, if he set aside his toido, etc., if it would have been where he never took the obligation, so it should have said hamafrish toido, because the whole connection to the toido starts when he takes the animal and makes it into a toido. So it should have said hamafrish toido, someone is mafrish toido, etc. Why does it say mafrish his toido? Obviously, there is an obligation on him. So the Braisa is talking in the case where it's a toido schayva, and the Braisa says clearly that you could be makriv whichever one you want, which means you could be makriv first the chalipim, and you will bring lechem with it. So it's a clear braise that if you, before kapor, if you didn't bring the toida yet, and you bring the other one first, so it needs the lechem. So what's Rabbi Yochanan telling us? It's a clear braise. Ilach kapor, if it's chiddush is the fact that after kapor, if already he brought the first toida, so then when he brings the chlipim, he doesn't bring the lechem. Tanina that we also learned. It says clearly in the Mishnah that it doesn't need lechem. And it says in the Braisa also that the second one doesn't need lechem. Because we learn from a pasuk, only one needs lechem and not two. So again, it's no chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. So obviously, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't be talking about chalipim of a toidas choyva. Elo, a chalipim toidas nedova. So what could he be talking about? The chalipim of a toidas nedova. But the Gemara asks, still, bein lipni kapore, bein lacha kapore, tunis lechem. In this case, if this is what he's talking about, then his din is wrong. He said that lifnik aporet needs lechem and lachak aporet doesn't, when in the case of chlipim from a toidas medova, it needs lechem whether it's lifnik aporet or lachak aporet. Why? Because marbe betoidas, so he's only adding in the toidas. Since it's a medova, so he has no obligation to bring a second toidas if the first one got lost. So if it happened that he did set aside a second one, it's only a medova that he gave. So now that you found the first, he has two medovas. And the dini is just like he was able to make a nedava the first one, and then when he brings it, it needs lechem. He could make a second toida as a nedava, and also it needs lechem. A person could bring as many nedavas as he wants. So if a person wants to bring one korban nedava toida, he has to bring with the lechem. Then if he wants to bring another korban toida as a nedava, it also needs lechem, etc. So in this case too, since he didn't say arayalai, he wasn't obligated to set aside another one. So why did he set aside another one? Obviously, he meant to have it as another toida. So when they found the first one, and they have both standing, so he has two korbanos toida, which are nedava. So we don't care whether he brought the first one first with his lechem, or he didn't. In all cases, both of them need lechem, because each one is a separate nedava. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that only if it's lifnei kapora, that's when it needs lechem, but if it's acha kapora, it doesn't need lechem? If it's chalipim of a toidas nedava, even acha kapora, but also need lechem. Even if the first one was brought already with its lechem, then you bring the second one, it also need lechem because it's a separate nedava. Elo, therefore, you must say, what was he talking about? Avlat toida. He wasn't talking about chalipim, he was talking about avlat toida. And that's where he said that if it's lifnei kapora and you're makriv the avlat toida, then it needs lechem. If it's lacha kapora and you're makriv the avlat toida, then it doesn't need lechem. Now, what kind of avlat toida are we talking about? So first he wanted to say it's vlad toidav and nedava. But the question is, if that's the case, then what the din that he said is not true, because bein lifnei kapora and bein lacha kapora ain't tunin lechem. In a case like that, in both cases it wouldn't need lechem, because moiser the toidah, it's only leftovers of a toidah. Even if you did not bring the original toidah yet, still when he is makiv, the vlad toidah doesn't need lechem, because it's like leftovers of a toidah. It's as if a person who set aside money for a toida, and there was leftover money, that leftover money is not a real toida. You can't use that leftover money to buy a toida, and it should need lechem. And the same here. The blood, which came by itself, which was born from the Toida, that blood is like leftover Toida. So you can't use that as your original Toida. Ubamele, even if you didn't bring your original Toida with the Lechem, and you first brought the blood, which means it's Lifnei Kapora, still it shouldn't need any Lechem. So how can we say that this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that by blood, Toida's Nedova, if it's Lifnei Kapora, it needs Lechem, and Acha Kapora doesn't? When the Dini is that by blood, Toida, even Lifnei Kapora doesn't need Lechem. Elo, therefore, must say, a blood, Toida's Choyva. That's what he was talking about, was a blood of a Toida, which he is obligated. And Lifnei Kapora ton lechem, and Acha Kapora ain't ton lechem. And that's what the Dini said. If it was Lifnei Kapora, then it needs lechem. If it's after Kapora, it doesn't need lechem. My Kamashmana, what's he telling us? In other words, what is the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Because the Ksav Rabbi Yochanan holds, Odom is kaper bishvach hegdish. A person is able to get his Kapora with the profit of hegdish. Which means Rabbi Yochanan holds that if a person is obligated to bring a korban, and he has the korban set aside, and there is a shvach, a certain profit, that comes from that korban, so he could use that profit and use that as the korban he's supposed to bring, rather than the korban itself. And therefore, he says, that in this case, where he's obligated to bring the toida, and now there is a shvach, there is a profit that came from the toida, which is the vlad, he could use that vlad as his original toida. So therefore, if he brings that vlad before he was makif the toida, so then he gets his kapora with that vlad, so that vlad becomes his toida. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds you're allowed to do that. Now, since the vlad becomes his toida, then the vlad will need lechem. Because this is his toida, so it'll need lechem. And this svara we're only able to say by a vlad toidas choiva, but we can't say that by a vlad toidas nedova. And as Rashi and Ksav Yad explained, that the difference is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that what happens if a person set aside the toida, and it got lost, but he has the vlad. So in the chatzchila, he has to be makif the vlad. So the vlad of a toida has a certain din like a toida. And therefore, in the case where he took that vlad and was makif it before he was makif the toida, so that vlad takes the place of the toida. Since he could have used that vlad, the chatzchila had the mother been lost. So in the case where the mother wasn't lost, but if he takes it and uses it, the chatzchila, so then this becomes his toida. But that we could only say when he is obligated to bring the Toida. So we look at it and we say that had the mother been lost, he would have been mechuyif to bring the vlad, because since he's obligated to bring the Toida. So if the mother was lost, he had to use this vlad, so this vlad could be in the place of the mother. And therefore, the vlad, if it's brought first, is considered as a Toida. In the case of a Toida's Nedova, if the mother would have been lost, he has no obligation to bring the vlad. Because it's not he's not chayev b'achrayah, since it's not a chayva. So if the mother would have been lost, it would have been poter. So then we can't look at the vlad as if the vlad is potentially in place of the mother. Because if the mother is here, you bring the mother. If the mother is not here, then you don't have to bring the vlad at all. So the vlad has no potential shaykhes to be considered as if this is the toida. Because the whole toida here is an adova. Now since there is no way that there could have been l'chatchila the case where you have to bring the vlad instead of the mother, so we don't look at the vlad as if the vlad is the toida that you're bringing. And therefore, by the case of a vlad toida's nedova, even if you bring it before the mother, you bring that as your first korban, we still look at it as moisa toida. We don't look at it as if this is going to be your toida. Because the vlad has no shaykhus ever l'chatchila being your toida. And therefore it's called moisa toida. Moisa toida doesn't need lecha. In the case of Toidas Nedova, since the vlad, had the mother been lost, you would have to bring the vlad, so the vlad is also considered as a toida. So if you bring the vlad before the mother, then the vlad is your toida, and that's where it would need lechem. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. That when we said the din before concerning a vlad toida, which also includes a vlad toida choiva, that when you makiv this vlad, it doesn't need lechem, so he said, this is only if you makiv it, l'acha kapore. But if you makiv the vlad toidas choiva before kapore, then you would be makiv the lechem with the vlad toidas choiva. The Gemara continues, havibo name Abaye kai gavne. Abaye also taught into this the same way. Abaye had the same question in the words of Rabbi Yochanan as Rav Amram, and he came to the same conclusion as Rav Amram, that Rabbi Yochanan was talking by a vlad toidas choiva. Then the Gemara says, itman name, we also learned that Omer of Yitzchok bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef learned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said clearly this din, that chilufei toidas nedova, the chiluf of a toidas nedova, bein lifnei kapora, bein acha kapora, to an lechem. Whether it's before kapora, after kapora, it needs lechem. Why? Marvel betoidasu. Because he'd be adding the toida. If it's an exchange, for a Toidas Nadova, which means when he lost the Toidas Nadova, and then he put another one instead, and then he found the first one, you makiv them both, and both need lechem, even if you makiv the first one first, and then you makiv the chiluf. Why? Because since you didn't have to bring the second one when you lost the first, so the second one is a separate Nadova. If it's a Vlad Toidas Nadova, then bein lik nikapora milacha kapora ain't tuna lechem. Why? Because moiser toidu, it's leftover toidu. Since it's a vlad of a toidus nedava, so it's only moiser toidu. Moiser toidu doesn't need lechem. Vlad toidus chayva, then lifne kapora to need lechem. Before kapora it needs lechem, and la'acha kapora ain't to need lechem. After kapora it doesn't need lechem. After kapora it doesn't need lechem because you already got your kapora from the toidu. But before kapora it doesn't need lechem. Why? Because this becomes your kapora. Since it's a vlad toidus chayva, so the vlad is considered also the toidu. Because, as we said before, a person could use Shvach Hegdish to be miskaper himself. The Mele, if you're using this, then this is your kapara, and this is the Toida, and therefore this needs the Lecha. Ending what it continues, Omar Shmuel said, Kol Shebechatos Meso, the Toida ain't to Nelecha. And if it's a case, that if this would have happened to a Korm Chatos, the deen would be that that animal has to die, then if the same thing happened by a Korm Toida, and the deed is that that korban, when you are makriv it, it doesn't need lechem. Kol shebechatos roye. Any case that if it would happen to a chatos, the deen would be that you send it back to the pasture, and you wait till it gets a mum, and then you redeem it. So if the same thing happened by a toido, to un lechem, you're makriv that korban, and it does need a lechem. And we will see from the Gemara later on what the cases are. And the Gemara says, Mosiv Rav Amram. Rav Amram asked a question, and he quotes the brayse that we said before. What does the Torah mean with the words Atoyde Yakriv? Because Menayin, how do we know the Mafish Toydos of Ovdo? If a person set aside his Toyde and it got lost, the Hifish Acheres Tachteo, and he set aside another one instead. When Imtsa Asarishoin, and he found the first one. Barishtei and Oindos, and both are standing there. Menayin, how do we know? Sheizim Hen Shigirtsa Yakriv, that whichever one you want, you can be Makriv, Velachma Imo, and its bread will go with that one. Talmud Loimer, the Pesuk says, Hatoyde Yakriv, as long as it's a Toyde, you can be Makriv. Then the Baraita continues, Yochel, I would think, Tehei Shniyo Tuni Lechem, the second one, when you are Makrivit. Also needs Lechem, Talmud Leimer, the Postik says, Yakri Venu, Echot Veloy Shnayim. It's only one, and not two. But the Ilu Gaba Chatos, Kehai Gavne Roye, but what would happen if the same thing would be by a Korm Chatos? That means that you set aside a Korm Chatos, and it got lost, and then you set aside another one, and you found, and you have them both, and you were miskaper with one of them, what would happen to the second? The second will go back to the pasture and wait for a mum. Now, according to Shmuel, gave the klal, that whatever by a chatas is roye, then by a toida, you are makivit with the lechem. So this, according to that, if this happened to a korban toida, you should be makivit with the lechem. And the poil we learned that the second one you are makivit without the lechem. Now, where do we know that this is the deen by a chatas? It's not, because we're in the Mishnah. If this chatas levi ovdev, he was makivit, he set aside his chatas and it got lost. And he said, let's add another one instead. And the first one was found. And both of them are standing. The din is mischaper b'achas mehen. You have your kapora, you use one of them. And the second one has to die. That's what Rebbe holds. But the Chachamim say, Ein chatos meso, elo shenimtzas, la'achas shenimtzkaper b'ayli. When do we say this din? That if you found the original chatos, it has to die. It's only if you found it after the kapora of the bailin. If it got lost, and then the owner took another animal and brought it already as a chatas, then he found the first one, then the chachamim say, the din is, that the one that was found now has to die. But in this case, here we're not talking such a case. Here we're talking where he found it before the kapora. He lost it, then he set aside another one, then he found the first one, and they're both standing. So now we're saying, you use one of the two, and what happens to the other one? So here the Chachamim say that it doesn't die. Rebbe says it dies in this case also, and the Chachamim say it doesn't die. So it comes out that only if you find it after the kapara. Ho koidim shenis kapru bailim roye. But before the bailim get the kapara and you found it then the din of the second one is it goes back to the pasture for a mum. Now according to Shmuel, who says that wherever by a chatos the din is roye, by a toide the din is it needs lechem. Why is the din that if you were miskaper with one of the two for the toida, and then you bring the other, we said that the other one doesn't need lechem. And the Gemara, Shmuel ki Rebbe Sfirele. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. The Omer that Rebbe says, Avuda b'shas afrosh emeso. That as long as the first one was lost at the time when you set aside the second one, and then you find it, even if you find it before the kapara. But as long as the time when you were mapped is the second one, it was lost, so then the first one has to die. So according to Rebbe, in this case, the chatos is mesa, so it fits the klal of Shmuel, that wherever by a chatos it dies, by a toido it doesn't need lechem. And that's why in this case he holds like Rebbe, that by a chatos it would die, so therefore by the case of toido the dinis it doesn't need lechem. But the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, where do we find a case that a chatos should have to go back to his pasture? Now, according to Rebbe, we don't find such a case. So how can we say Shmuel goes according to Rebbe? Because Shmuel said two parts to his din. He said, wherever by chatos dies, by a toido, it doesn't need lechem. Wherever by a chatos is roye, by a toido, it doesn't need lechem. Now, if he holds according to Rebbe, there is no such thing by a chatos as roye. In all cases, by a chatos, it dies. And b'meila, how could if Shmuel said that in the case of a chatos where it's roye, by a toido, it needs lechem? And we said it goes according to Rebbe, when according to Rebbe, there is no such thing by a chatos roye. And the Gemara answers, there is. Kid Reboishi, like Reboishi. The Amar Reboishi said, he set aside two chatos for achrayas. Not that pshat, he set aside one for chatos, and it got lost, and then he set aside another one. He lechetchila set aside two. Because he was afraid one might get lost, so he set aside two. So the din is miskaper based on shiyirtze. The kapora he gets whichever one he wants. He uses whichever one he wants for the chatas. But hashniya tira, and the second one has to go to the pasture. When did he say that it dies? It's only if he was mafrish the second one when the first one was lost. But if he was mafrish the second one when the first one wasn't lost, so then the one he uses for a korban and the other one is roya. So we do find, according to Rebbe, a case of Roya. But Mela, when Shmuel said that the case of Chatas Roya does fit according to Rebbe, because there is a case of Chatas Roya. But the Gemara says you can't take it anyway. But the din by a toide, in such a case, it doesn't need lechem. By the case of a toide, if lechatchila you set aside two for a toide, because you were afraid one will get lost, and then you used one for the toide, the second one doesn't need lechem. So it doesn't fit to his klal. His klal was that wherever by a chatos roye, by a toide, it needs lechem. And what case did we say according to Rebbe? Is by a chatos roye, is the case where you set aside lechatchila two for chatos. And you used one, the other one is roye. But by a toide, the same case, it does need lechem. And according to the klal, it should need lechem. So obviously, this is not what Shmuel meant. Ela di Gemara says, Shmuel kerev Shimon svirale. Shmuel holds like a Shimon. Not like Rebbe, not like the Rabbanon. Holds like a Shimon. That Omer of Shimon says, Chomesh chatois meisois. There are five chatois that die. There are five cases by a chatos that die. And the five are as follows. Vlad chatos, a child of a chatos. If you have a chatos and it gave birth, so you're makiv the chatos, and the child that's born has to die. Or a tmuras chatos. When you exchange, when you say by a chatos, let another animal be tmurazeh, so the other one you are not makriv, and it has to die. Or a chatos shemeitze baleo, or a chatos that was set aside for a person, and the owner of the chatos died, so you can't do anything with that, it has to die. Or sheniskaper baleo b'achas, or a case of a chatos, that the owner got a kapora through another one, for whatever reason, in whichever case, if the owner used another carbon for a chatos, so then the one that was supposed to be originally a chatos, that one has to die. And also, v'sheibre shnosa, if the year passed, so then the other one has to die. Now, since if Shimon mentions one of his five is chatos shekiper baleo, that if it's a chatos, that the owner got a kapora through a different chatos, so then the one that's left has to die, and he doesn't make any difference when the other one was set aside. According to Rabbonon, they make a difference whether it was found before kapora or after kapora. According to Rebbe, it comes out there is a difference whether he was mafrishit before the other one was lost, or after the other one was lost. But according to Reb Shimon, it makes no difference at all. As long as he was miskaper through one chatos, so the other one automatically has to die. So that fits the Shmuel's klal. That Shmuel said that wherever by a chatos, it has to die. By a toida, the same thing happens. It doesn't need lechem, so it fits. Because by a chatos, the din is that even if the chatchila, he set aside two animals for a chatos, because he was afraid one will get lost. So according to Reb Shimon, if you're mischaper with one, then the other one has to die. And by a toida, the same thing happens. The din is that after you're mischaper with one toida, the other one doesn't need lechem. So Shmuel's klal fits to Reb Shimon. But the Gemara asks, v'horoya le Reb Shimon, lesli klal, but according to Reb Shimon, there's no din of roya. When we asked the Kashi before, according to Rebbe, we answered that according to Rebbe, there is a time when the Chatas Izroya goes to the pasture to get a mum. And that is, if you set aside the second one before the first one was lost. But now, according to Reb Shimon, we said, even in such a case, also the second one died. And there is never a case when we say the Chatas Izroya, so how can we say Shmuel goes according to Reb Shimon? Because part of Shmuel's klal was, that in the case where by Chatas Izroya, then by Toide, you do have the lechem. But according to this, there is never a case by Chatas, which is Roya. And the Gemara answers, Shmuel namer chode komar. Shmuel Taki only said one. All he said was, that kol she b'chatas meso, b'toido ain't tun lechem. That whenever by Chatas is meso, then by the toido it doesn't need lechem. But he never said the second half. The second half that he thought before he said, that wherever by Chatas is Roya, then by toido it needs lechem, that he never said. All he said was that wherever by Chatas is Mesa, then by Toida it does need lechem. Then the Gemara asks, Maiko Mashmalon, what is Shmuel telling us? What is the Chidush? And here we have two pshatim. You have the pshat of Rashi that says that the question is, why did he have to make such a klal? Why didn't he just say, Halacha Kereb Shimon? His whole klal is based on Reb Shimon. He should have said, Halacha Kereb Shimon. But the Rashi Ksav Yad says that the kasha is, that what is the Chidush of Rabbi Yochanan's klal? When all the cases were mentioned clearly before, all his klal is that wherever by a chatas is mesa, by a toida, the din is that it does need lechem. That's mentioned before already. It said in the Mishnah, it said in the Braise, that in all these cases where you already were in the skaper with the first one, so then the other one, you don't need lechem. So what is he mechadesh with his din? The Gemara says, lafukim ed Rabbi Yochanan. He comes to exclude what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Omer that Rabbi Yochanan said, odam miskaper bishvach hekdesh. And a person could get his kapora bishvach hekdesh. It comes out according to Rabbi Yochanan by the case of a vlad toidas choiva. If you use that vlad as your toida before kapora, before you use the real toida, you use the vlad and it needs lechem. So comes Shmuel and says no. Shmuel comes and gives the klal that wherever by chatas mesa, so then by a toida it doesn't need lechem. And one of the dinim by chatas mesa is vlad chatas. So it comes out that according to Shmuel, that vlad toida doesn't need lechem ever. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that odem is kaper b'shvach hegdish, then you could use your vlad toida if it's before kapor and it needs lechem. Come Shmuel and gives this klal. From this klal we see that vlad toida never needs lechem. Because since vlad chatas is always meso, so vlad toida ain't it to the lechem in all cases, and this is the chidush of Shmuel. But it's important to know that one might ask, maybe the chidush of Shmuel is something else. Maybe the chidush is concerning the case of Ovashnosa. One of the five chatoes hameses is if the year passed. And maybe that's what Shmuel means. That wherever by a chatos is meso, which means one of the five is if the chatos got too old, so by a toida, if the toida got too old, then it doesn't need lechem. And that's a chidush din that we didn't learn before. The Rashi Ksav Yad says that that can be. Because there is no such din by toida that if it got too old, you can't bring it. Even if a toida is 10 years old, you could bring it. So that couldn't be the chiddush. Therefore, the Gemara says, "What is the chiddush to come to exclude what Rabbi Yochanan said that odem is kaper v'shvach hekdesh?" Then the Gemara continues, "Omer Rabbi, Rabbi said, if a person says zu toido v'zu lachmo, he said, let this be for the toido, and then let this be for the bread of the toido. Ovet halechem, if their bread got lost, maybe lechem achar, he has to bring other bread. Even though he said zu, and we know when you say let this be the korban." But you did not say, Hare Olai, I take upon myself. So if it got lost, you're not responsible to bring another one. Because you never accepted upon yourself to bring one. You just said, let this be a carbon. If this is not here, then you don't bring it. And you don't have to bring another one instead. But nevertheless, in this case, even though you said, Zulachmo, this is the bread, still you have to bring other bread. Why? Because since the toida is still here, and the toida requires bread, so if you don't have the bread that you set aside, l'chatchila, you have to bring other bread. But if of the toida, if the toida got lost, ain't there maybe toida cheresh, you don't bring other toida. Even though the lechem is still around, but since the toida got lost, and you don't have to bring another one instead, because you just said, let this be a toida, but you never promised to bring a toida, so you don't have to bring the toida. So even though the lechem is still around, you don't have to bring another toida. And the Gemara says, my time, what is the reason? What is the difference? Because lechem, liglal toida. The bread comes because of the toida. But the toida doesn't come because of the bread. Which means that the toida is the ikir, and the bread is the tefillah secondary. So therefore, if the ikir is still here, so you have to bring the toida, and since toida requires lechem, so if you don't have this lechem, you bring other lechem. But if the ikir is not here, just the lechem is here, Now you can't say because the lechem is here, you must have a toida, because the lechem is not the ikir. A toida doesn't come because of the lechem. So if you don't have the toida, and as far as the toida is concerned, you're not responsible to replace it. So even though you have the lechem, you don't have to bring another toida. Then the Gemara continues. Also, did Rava say, "Hifrish mois litoidosa." If someone set aside money for his toido, then he toys through, and it was left over, which means there was more than he needed. Maybe b'han lechem, so you could use the extra money for the lechem. But if you set aside money lelachme toido for the bread, then he toys through, and it was left over. A maybe b'han toido. You can't use the leftover money to buy the toido. My time. What is the reason? If you're going to say mishum deRav Kahane because of what Rav Kahane said, the Omer Rav Kahane said minayin lelachmi toida shenikru toido. How do we know that the bread of the toida also are called toido? Shnemer, because the pasuk says vehikriv al zevach hatoido chalos matzis. You should be makriv on the korban toido chalos matzis. So we see that the chalos matzis are considered a toido, and because of that, if you set aside money for the toido, you could use part of the money for the lechem. Because when you say toida, this is for the toida, you automatically mean the lechem also, because the lechem is also called toida. So if this is the reason, ihocha is so, ipchename, the other way should also be, if you set aside money for the lechem, you should be able to buy with the leftovers a toida, because just like we're saying that the lechem is called toida, we should assume that the toida is also called lechem. So when you say this will be for the lechem, you probably meant for the toida also. So if you have money left over, why shouldn't you be able to use it for the toida? And the Gemara answers, lechem ikar toida. Lechem is called toida, but toida lo ikar lechem. Toida is not called lechem. We find a pasuk where the toida refers to the lechem as toida, but we don't find anywhere where the toida refers to the toida and calls it lechem. So therefore, when you set aside money for the toida, you mean the lechem also. When you set aside money for the lechem, you don't mean the toida. Then the Gemara continues, v'omar rova, also did rova say, hifrish toida sevavdo, he set aside an animal for a toida, and it got lost. And he set aside a second one instead of it, and that also got lost. Then he set aside a third one instead. And the first one were found. Now all three are standing here. So the din is niskaper b'rishoino. If he used the first one, his kapore came to the first one. Then shniya ein hatun lechem. The second one doesn't need lechem, and the reason is because the second one is only chlipm of the first, and as we said before, the chlipm of the toida doesn't need lechem. But shlishish tuna lechem, but the third one does need lechem. Because since the third one is chlipm of the second, and the second didn't have lechem, so then the third one could have lechem. When do we say chlipm doesn't need lechem? If it came as chlipm to one that had lechem, so we say since the first one, the original one, had lechem, so then the one that's a chlipm of it doesn't need lechem. But the third one, which is chlipm of the second, and the second didn't have lechem, so we can't say the third one shouldn't have lechem, because it's a chlipm of one that had lechem, the second one didn't have lechem. So therefore he says that the third one needs lechem. If niskaper bishlishis, if he used the third one, then shniya eina tuna lechem, the second one doesn't need lechem, but rishoina tuna lechem, but the first one does, for the same reason. Because the second then is considered the chlipm of the third. Since the third came instead of the second, so the third and the second are connected. So if you use the third, the second is called the chlipm of the third. Now since the din is chlipm doesn't need lechem, so that's why the second, which is chlipm of the first, doesn't need lechem. Now the first, since the first is not chlipm of the third, you could say that the first is chlipm of the second, since the second came instead of the first, so we could look at the first as instead of the second. Now since the second didn't need lechem, so the first needs lechem. As we said before, and only if it's chlipm of one that needs lechem, so then the chlipn doesn't need. But if it's chlipn of one that doesn't need lechem, that doesn't have lechem, so then the other one does need lechem, and therefore the first would need lechem. Then tzoyis, if he was niskaper with the middle one, shteyem ain't unes lechem. Both of them don't need lechem. Why? Because the first and the third both are considered chlipn of the middle one, and since the middle one needs lechem, so both of them are considered chlipn of a toida which needs lechem, therefore both of them don't need lechem. Or to use the words of Rashi, that only if it's chlipm of a korban which is brought with its lechem, then we call it chlipm of a toida. And the din by chlipm of a toida is that it doesn't need lechem. But if it's chlipm of a toida that came without the lechem, then we look at the chlipm not as chlipm of a toida, but we look at that chlipm as madre betoides as an adover. if it came instead of a toida with the lechem, then this is called chlipn of that. But if it came instead of a toida without lechem, then this is considered like a separate toida, it's considered like a nedava. And even though here we are not talking about toidas nedava, because as we said before, since the lashon is hiflish toidos ve'avdo v'chaza v'hiflish acheres tachteo, obviously we're talking about toidas choiva. Because if it wouldn't be toidas choiva, why did he set aside another one instead? Obviously it's toidas choiva. And in the Gemara before we said that by toidas choiva we don't say that the one that's instead of it is called marbe betoidus, meaning an extra nedava, but there we say it's called moisa toida. But in this case, we wouldn't consider it moisa toida. When do we say it's called moisa toida? Only if the toida that it came instead was a complete toida with lechem. But if it came instead of a toida that came without lechem, here we say that even by a toida's choiva, we consider it as a separate nedava. Since the original one that this came instead was not with lechem, so we don't look at this as this is the moisa toida, because that one is also not a real toida. So then what is this one? We look at this as if this is another toidas nedava. And by toidas nedava, we said we have to have lechem. And therefore, if niskaper with the first, the second one doesn't need lechem, because the second one is considered moiser toida of the first. But the third one, which is instead of the second, is not moiser toida, it's called marbe betoida, that's a korban nedava. The same is if it was niskaper in the third, the second one doesn't need lechem, but the first one, which has no connection to the third, but connection to the second, and the second had no lechem, so the first one is called a nedava. And if he was niskaper with the middle one, then both of them are considered moiser and not nedava. But Abaye Yomer Abaye says, afilu niskaper b'achas mehen, even if he was niskaper with either anyone, shteyen ein tu nis lechem. So the other two don't eat lechem. Whether he was niskaper with the first or with the third, and certainly with the middle one, none of them need lechem. And the reason is because kulu chlipin da'adadanina. They're all called chlipin one another. The second of the first and the first of the second, which automatically means it is chlipin of the first also. So they're all considered chlipin. And since it's a toida choiva, they're all considered moisar toida, and moisar toida doesn't need lechem. Omer Reb Zera said, v'chein linyan chatas. The same thing applies by a chatas. That if hifrish chatas ve'ovdo, if he set aside his chatas and it got lost, the hifrish acheres tachteo, and he set aside another one instead. Ve'ovdo, and it also got lost. So the hifrish acheres tachteo, and he was mafrish a third one instead. Ve'nimtzu harishoynes, and the first one was found. Ve'arishlosht anoymdes, and all three are standing here. So if niskape b'rishoyno, if he used the first one, shniya tomus. The second one, which is instead of the first, has to die. As we learned before, that this is a chatos shenis kapro baleo. It's a chatos that the owner already got the kapora, so it has to die. But shlishi stira, the third one, that goes to the pasture till it gets a moon. The third one doesn't die, because the third one is not considered a chatos that came instead of another chatos that was used already. If niskapro bishlishi, if he used the third, then shnia tomos, the second one, which is the chlipim of the third, that has to die. But Ishaina, but the first one, which is not chlipin of the third, tira, that goes to the pasture till it gets a moon. Niskaper ben tzoyis, if he used the middle one, shtei and yemus, they both have to die. Because the middle one is connected to the first and to the third, so the first and the third are considered chlipin of the middle one, so both are considered chatosh and niskaper balel, and therefore they both have to die. And Abayom and Abaye argues here too, that afilo niskaper b'achas man, even if it's niskaper in one of them, whether it's the first or the third, also shteyem yemus, so they both die, because kulu chlipa da'adod and inizro, all exchanges one of another. The second of the first, and the third of the second, which automatically means of the first, the male, they're all connected, so if you're niskaper with one, the other two, no matter which ones they are considered echatosh and niskaper balel. But then the Gemara asks, my v'chein, why did they have to tell us v'chein? Why did he have to tell us that the same din applies by a chatos? Isn't it self-understood? If by a toida we say that the third one, legaba the first, or the first legaba the third, is not considered chlipin, so obviously the same thing would be by a chatos. And it would be self-understood that by a chatos, the second one would be yomus, but the first legaba the third, or the third legaba the first, would not be mes. So why did he have to tell us that the same din is by chatos? And the Gemara answer is a chiddush, because now the time I would have thought, hosam hu diikil meimer mare betoida, so it's only over there, only considering the korban toida, that's where they say this din. Because we could always say that the other one is only mare betoida. The third legaba, the first, is considered a toidas nedava. And the first legaba, the third, is considered a toidas nedava. Since it's not its chlipin, it's direct chlipin, so we look at it as a korban toidas nedava, and a toidas nedava needs lechem. But in the case of a chatos, the lekila may be marbe bechatos, that we cannot say that he's marbe bechatos, because there is no such din as bringing a chatos as an adover. Meloy, I would think that over there the din is different. Only by a toida, where we say that since the third legaba, the first, is not called klippim, so what is it? So it's a toidas nadova. Or the first legaba, the third, what is it? It's a toidas nadova. But by chatos we can't say that. So even though we could say that the third legaba, the first, is not called chlipin, but nevertheless, why don't we look at it as a chatos in iskaper baleo? This is a chatos, and the owner was iskaper with another chatos, so it should have to die anyway. Why should be the din that it's roya? And the same the first legaba, the third. Because what else can we say? Can we say that because it's not iskhlipin, we consider it as if it's a nidova a chatos? We can't say that. There's no such thing as a nidova a chatos. So therefore, we would think that in this case, no matter which one was the one that he used, nevertheless, the other ones should all be Mesa. That's why he tells us that it's not so. That since it's not considered the chlipim of the other one, the din of Mes doesn't apply to it. When do we say that the chatas is Mes? If this is the one that's instead of the one that he used, so we say, since he already used another one, so this one, which is instead of that one, is Mes. But since it's not called its chlipim, so here we don't say that this is the chatas that is kapru balea with another chatas, and therefore we don't say Mes. But in this case, we say that it's Raya. But Abaya holds that Kulhu, Chlipa de Hadad, and you know, they're all Chlipa one of another. And therefore, it makes no difference. Whichever one you used, the other ones are considered that it's a Chatos, Shenis Kapro Balea. Concerning this Machloikas with Abaya and Rovis, the Toysa says that Abaya goes the Taimei. Abaya goes according to his own Shita. Because we find in other places that Abaya says the same thing. And Toysa gives an example that we find earlier on Dafchav Dalad Omid Beis. Concerning the din of a kela mitzaref, we know that there's a special din by Kodesh, that if you have two things in one kela, and one of the two things becomes tamei, and it is not touching the other thing, still, being it's all in one kela, it's all mitzaref, it's all combined, and the other one automatically becomes tamei. And the Gemara says here that the Rove said that isor in shechilka, there was a isor in a flower that was divided into two parts, va'ovat echet mehem, and one of them was lost, v'hiflish achat tachto. So he set aside another half of Yisorin instead. The Nimtza Horishin, then they found the first one that was lost. Varesh Loshton, Menochem Bebis, and all three are laying in that Kela that you use to mix the Mincha. So Nitma Ovud, if the one that was lost became Tomei, Ovud Verishay Mitztarfin. One that was lost and the first one are combined, which means if the one that was lost and later found became Tomei, then automatically the first one is also Tomei because of the Tzidur for the Kehle. Because that one was the other half of the first one. The only thing it was lost. But L'chatchila it was there as the other half of the first. So there. But Mufresh ain't Mitztaref. The one that was set aside later instead of the one that was lost is not Mitztaref to the one that's lost because it never had a connection. So because the one that was lost became Tomei, the one that was set instead of him doesn't become Tomei. It's not Mitztaref. Nitma Mufresh, if the one that was set aside after the first one was lost, that one became Tomei, Mufresh Verisha Mitztarfin, that one and the first one Mitztarfin, because that one was put in there to be the second half of the first after the other half was lost, but Ovadei Mitztarfin, the one that's lost is not Mitztarfin because that has nothing to do with the one that was put in instead of it. But Nitma Rishon Shnei Mitztarfin, if the first one became Tomei, they're both Mitztarfin, because the one that was lost was supposed to be the other half of the first, so it's Mitztarfin. And the one that was set in later was also supposed to be the other half of the first, so it's also Mitztarfin. Abayu Amar Gemara says, Abayu says, Afila Nitma Echad Mehem, Nama Shnei Mitztarfin. Even if one of them became Tomei, they're also both Mitztarfin. My time, what is the reason? Kulu Bnei Biksa Dadadaninu. They all belong together. So we see there too that Abaye goes according to the same Shita, that even though, according to Rove, certain ones don't have a connection to the other, but nevertheless Abaye holds that they are all together. So the same here by us, he holds that all the Chatoes are considered together, and therefore each one is considered a Chilukim of the other. And Toysis gives another example of a case in the Gemara Shabbos concerning Kotzer V'Tochen Kegroi Giriz B'Shikah Shabbos Bezod Melochas, etc. And there too we find that Abaye holds that even though there is a svara to say that we don't combine certain things, nevertheless he holds as long as there is a connection to a connection, we say that the last one is still connected to the first. But then Toysi says, maybe the cases there have no connection to the case here. And the pshat probably is, because concerning the case of the Isorin, there's a special din that the keli is mitzaref. So b'meile, even though There is a svara to say that one has no connection to the other, but after all, it's all laying in one kele, and there is a din of the kele is mitzarev, so there's a svara to say that the kele is mitzarev there too. And the same is concerning the din of Shabbos, because there, after all, everything has to do with the concept of shigiga Shabbos. So maybe over there, I'll buy a hole that they're all connected. But that still would not be a raya for here. And nevertheless, the Gemara here says, Abaye here too also holds that they are all connected, that the first and the third are also connected, and therefore it makes no difference which one he was niskaper, in the case of the Torah or in the case of the Chatos, they are all connected, and therefore they're always considered the chlipin of the other, and therefore he says that by the case of the Torah, none of them need lechem. In the case of the Chatos, we say that all of them are masons, and we don't say on any that the din should be, that it should be roya till it gets emo.